I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
All right, we're back, top of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Craig Stephen Pound, talking about the horrendous events that happened and are still happening to him with them taking his kids away. Before I go back to my guest, I want to remind everybody that we are on a pledge drive. I want you to dig down deep. Now, those of you who have contributed, if you can afford to contribute more, that's fine. But I'm really pointing this at the people who haven't contributed yet, especially the people can afford to, you know, give up $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 and don't have a problem with it. I know who you are out there, that you're the real estate agents, the insurance people, the professional car salesmen, the insurance guys, all of you guys out there. Come on. Let's cough it up. Give us $1,000, $1,500. We need to get over the hump here, all right? You'll feel better when you do it. Send the check to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can just get online at republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal, and make that donation. With that, let me get back to my guest. Greg, this is a short segment coming up here. Okay. So now they put you in. What happened during this 30 days that you were in jail? You were in what, county jail?
Well, Michael, do you mind if I finish that one little segment about my kids?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Okay, the thing is when I went to visit, when I came back the next week, they said I brought my camera in and was unauthorized, which is not true, which they just falsified that. But my kids wait when they know they're going to see their daddy. They anticipate that time of being with their dad. And usually they miss their mother every time they ask about their mom. But either way, my kids didn't eat. I mean, they wait until they see their dad at this visit. And when I came and I didn't have any food, my kids said, "Daddy, where's the food?" And I said, "Honey, they won't let me bring the food back. I brought the food. These people here, these two men and this lady, won't let me bring the food back because they said about the camera, stuff like that." And the kids started crying. They were so hungry. They waited. Because they know it's like, and so what happens, I'm sitting there holding my kids for an hour, and they're sitting there crying. And what happens, these people, they do this stuff, and they're trying to get me to react. And all I could do is sit there and say, "Father, I believe that you're going to use this in some way that I don't know that's going to bring glory and honor to your kingdom, and the truth is going to prevail. You promised me that the truth will prevail, and that's what I'm going to stand on." But they're trying to get me to react. But to see my kids sitting there crying, because, I mean, they know every time I come, me and my wife would prepare all kinds of food for them because they're not, the way they're eating and stuff, they're just giving them junk food. So either way, what was the next question?
Well, these people that, you know, the ones that are denying you the food, would you categorize all of these people that are involved with this from the, you know, from the CPS or whatever their name is down to the police? And I mean, are they're all, I want to use the word sadistic, or they're enjoying the fact that you're in pain?
Well, the problem is that they're getting ready to be exposed. They have someone that they haven't been able to break who said, "Listen, we have done nothing, and you're not gonna. I mean, me and my wife we have never abused our kids. Your CPI agent lied, falsified 26 cases, and all we want is our kids back so we can get out of the state of Florida and never come back. Mm-hmm. But you won't give us our kids back now because there's things that are going on with my kids now that." That is just, it's just real sad. I mean, they're acting out sexual stuff in my two oldest kids that I've never seen. I've picked up from James Dobson's program, I mean, about they told us what to ask our kids. Has anyone touched you in these places, or have you seen any magazines of people with no kids? That's how they work. First, they show magazines. My kids told me, my oldest one, Hannah and Isaiah, told me they've seen magazines with people with no clothes on. The minute they did that, the transporter stopped the visit. Now, but I've got that on tape. I had my camera going. At the time when I was asking my kids that, and I've got that documented on tape, my little kids telling me this. And what happens is they shut my visit down. Like this last couple weeks ago, they said, "Well, Daddy, we're going to be having to go home." I said, "Honey, home is with Daddy and Mommy. Where you're going is not home."
Okay.
Home.
We've got to take a break, and then we've got a long segment coming up, and then I'll get to the next question here, Greg. Okay.
Right.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Greg Stephen Pound. Be back in three. Stick with me.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I've got my special guest, Greg Stephen Pound, on the line that's telling his story about his children. And we got a long segment coming up here. Greg, the next question I had for you, they put you in jail for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And during that 30 days of incarceration, what did you experience? I mean, did you experience, you know, like emotional abuse? Did you experience any physical abuse? Were they, you know, how did they treat you?
Well, just the thing, like, you know, getting in front of your face and screaming in your face. And it's just like when I went in the intake, they wanted me to give them authority that if something was to happen to me, like let's say I get in a fight in jail and they had to do medical stuff, that I would give them authority over to do whatever needed to be done, whether it's psychological or physical authority over me in case I end up in the hospital or something. You know, and I just told them, I said, listen, the only one I'm giving that to is my wife. I said, I'm not going to sign no paperwork here for you to say that if something happens to me in this jail that I give you the right to do this and do that. I said, I'll give it to the only one who's got that is my wife. She's the only one I want making decisions over me and vice versa. That's the way we have it. And so what happens is at that point, they came in, five officers came in, took me out, and they threw me in this cell where it was like freezing cold, stuck me in there, and I nearly froze to death for 2 days. Then they put me in a drug ward where all these people were a bunch of drug addicts, and I was sleeping on these bolts on the floor with like people from every kind of, I mean, the derelict drug addicts that we have in our society. They threw me in there with them. And then it just was one thing after another. It was just, you know, they put a mark on you, number one, because I'm causing problems for the court system. If you've got a criminal record, you're not going to cause them no problems. But when they come in and what they've done to me, they have nothing on me. I've got something. I have no reason to fear them. I stand out in front of the courthouse every day, just like I did today, this morning. I was out there this morning, at the top of my voice, telling them what I think about them and what they're about. I tell them the reason we got a right to own guns is to protect ourselves from the government and from the sheriff's department, from the police department, because of the evil they're doing to people. When you see the line going in the courthouse in Pinellas County of 60 to 100 people lying down the sidewalk going in to go through the door, they're oppressing people. People know it here in Pinellas County. There's over 1,125 people arrested a week in Pinellas County for money. 1,125 people for federal grant money in order to keep their system going here. They've got a business going here that is just, and these people I talk to every single day as I stand out in front of the courthouse, and it's just out of control. These people are laundering. It's almost like the American people. We don't know our rights anymore. We've become weak. We're so beat down now and such a weak people. They're doing whatever they want to do, and we have no defense.
Now, you're talking about all of these people that are coming in here with the same issues of the children and having them taken away?
Usually Monday is the big day for DCF, Department of Children and Family. Mm-hmm. No, it's for whatever. They're out on the pickup, picking people up. It's like, when you hear the testimonies, this one lady was visiting from New York over spring break. Her son was sitting down at the apartment complex. The police just came up, picked her son up, and took him to juvenile detention for a week. And they can falsify whatever allegations. The ladies just said they charged him with trespassing. And they knew he wasn't trespassing, but at the same time, they knew there was nothing they could do about it. I have people telling me, you'd have to look at the video. The videos I have now are so powerful. Here's a man that gets, he's paralyzed in a nursing home. And he comes in a wheelchair in one of these vans, and he said he got a letter stating that he's being charged with this and that. He said he doesn't even know what it's about. He said, I'm paralyzed. But he said he knew if he didn't come, he might get arrested and end up in jail.
Have you put any of these videos up on Google Video or YouTube?
No, I haven't. The ones I have now, if you know someone I can send them to, I'll send them. And you guys can watch it. I mean, it's powerful. Once you hear the testimonies of these people, and you see the line going out of this courthouse, you'd look at it and say, look at the people. Look at how long this line is. The courthouse looks like a college. It's so big.
Well, I know, a couple months ago, and I shared this story with my listeners before, I got a traffic ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hadn't gotten a traffic ticket in a long, long time. And years ago, I think the last time I got a traffic ticket was probably 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the court, and you go up and you make your plea, and the judge says, okay, fine, and that's it. Well, now they have got it. I noticed, I went into the courtroom. They play a video for you, both in English and Spanish, and I don't know mm-hmm. whether it's the same there or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge on the video explains all of the proceedings, and they have the illusion that you have constitutional rights.
Mm-hmm.
However, now, and I don't know if it's the same with you, but when I went to court on this, it was a misdemeanor because I had a different plate on the car. I just got mm-hmm. it running, and I put a different plate on it and took it to the post office. But anyway, aside from that, they have a paralegal in there now. And before you go up to the judge, you now go up to discuss your case with a paralegal who makes you an offer from the from the district attorney to plead guilty. And if you plead guilty, they tell you up front, okay, well, we've recommended a $298 fine. However, we must tell you before you accept this that doesn't necessarily mean the judge is going to take it. They offer you, they tell you what the worst case scenario is, which in this case was, I think it was 4 months in jail, $750 fine, and 2 years probation.
Mm-hmm.
So they scare the pants off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up to the paralegal. They make you an offer. And, of course, you're going to jump on it. And that's either way. I mean, you're in a lose-lose situation.
Right.
If you cop to it, you still may go to jail. Okay.
Right.
Most likely you won't. But they made $300 for really nothing.
Right.
Or if you don't cop to it, now you have to go pay a lawyer. Okay, and the odds are that you're going to be found guilty anyway, and then they're going to slap the max on you. So you're in
right.
a lose-lose situation. And I don't know whether it's the same with you. You say all these people are lined up going into court for one thing or another. But, yes, I agree with you. It's a cash cow for them. They're making millions and millions of dollars off this.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well, the sad thing is when it comes to our children, I mean, listen, I wouldn't mind whatever they want to do, but, I mean, to mess with our kids like they have and because of the money they're making. And when you see the families, all I can do is advise our listeners to go to the website and watch FreeOurKids.com. We have a case here that if we could find an attorney, we could blow this thing wide open in Pinellas County.
Well, you say when you could find one. What, I mean, are they that hard to find? There's a lot of them out there.
Well, the problem is the attorney we had, Stacy Plummer, was here about 2 months ago. She was shot in the head. And she was working.
Shot in the head.
She shot in the head. Right. She got rid of her husband. She got this other guy. She had three children that she adopted. She works in the family court. And so what happens is we were told that she was one of the best attorneys, so we hired her. And in the process, she took our money. She was our attorney for 2 hours. She never gave us our money back. She wanted us to sign a case plan, enter into a contract with the state. We told her we don't enter into contracts, and we're not going to sign a case plan because we have my wife refused. And if it wasn't for my wife, I would have done it because I didn't know better. But my wife said, no, we're not signing a contract. We haven't done nothing to abuse our kids. Someone else's dog bit one of our kids, and she's accepted. She wrote out an affidavit what happened, what she did. It was stated in the police report it was an accident. But Megan Gallagher comes out, falsifies all this stuff, and then they want to take our kids from us. And this is where we've been at now for 3 years. And the abuse that has gone on, and trying to get people to hear us, trying to get people in the church to listen to it and so forth and so on, it's been an eye-opener to us to see what's happened in America. I believe America now has become so in love with money. And, I mean, we now, when the Lord Jesus said, he said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Well, our possessions end up possessing us.
Well, Greg, it's not only money, Greg, but it's also that the powers that be have instilled such an amount of fear into the public that they believe they're alone and there's nothing they can do, and they'd rather keep their mouth shut than say anything.
Well, I mean, for instance, if it wasn't for this radio program, you know, Republic Broadcasting, I mean, I would have lost my kids yesterday. They had it set up. I could see it as sure as can be. They had this thing set up for me to lose my kids. Now, you have another guy on there, if you don't mind.
No, Ralph Winterroad.
Right, Ralph Winterroad, and his program will be on tonight, and he's going to have an attorney from Florida on his program discussing what's going on in Florida.
Yeah, I've had Ralph on my show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, I mean, that's why I believe people should report, I mean, support, like, you know, where else would I get the truth?
Well, here's the thing, and you heard this when you were on hold, is that we're on a pledge drive right now. And what I keep trying to instill in the listeners out here is that we're bringing out not only the problem. You've got a serious problem here, and it's really not your fault. Okay, and what we do at Republic Broadcasting is we try to offer solutions.
Right.
Now, we can't continue to do that. Well, I mean, we have been doing it. The advertisers pretty much pay the overhead, but we've gotten in a situation here where we need to get over the hump. We need the contributions, because we cannot continue to bring this stuff forward and show what's going on if we're not around.
Right.
And you're right, Greg. Imagine one day, listeners, you wake up and you go to get your daily fix, which is RBN. Okay, I know, because I'm a listener when I'm not on the show. I can't survive without listening to RBN. I have to find out what the latest news is and what's really going on. You wake up one day, you go to turn on RBN, and we're not there. That's what could happen if you don't support us. Mm-hmm. You've got to support. This is very important. Listen to Greg's story. Greg has been fighting this for 2.5 years. Okay, they're about ready to take his kids. He's given us a website, that freeourkids.com. I'm in here right now, and I'm looking at just case after case after case after case of this cash cow money machine at the expense of people and their families.
Yeah.
And this is tragic. This is tragic, folks. Okay. By the way, I had a fellow on my show yesterday by the name of Joe Saladino, and he was talking about freedom, privacy, and the courts. His website, Greg, is freedomcommittee.com. And
okay.
when you were talking about entering into a contract, this attorney is trying to get you to enter into some kind of a contract with the court. That's the very subject he was on yesterday.
Right.
And I'll take it a step further, and I'll tell you that I just went through an ordeal with the court system, and it's the same thing. Okay, they try to get you in there and get you're contracted with them, and all of the attorneys are part of the system.
Right.
They're working for the system. They tell you they're working for you, okay, but really their first obligation is to the court. They are literally an officer of the court.
Right.
So that's not the remedy, okay? At any rate, okay, so you were, let's go back to this. You were in jail for 30 days. You were basically abused, mentally, and they're trying to get you to, they're just trying to basically beat you up mentally to get you to submit, because they have nothing on you. You have
right.
no...
I mean, I went to jail because two CPI officers lied under oath. I mean, they're the ones who should have been held with contempt. But see, the judge knows all this. They're coming against the resistance because we stand on the truth. I said, listen, you people are going to be freed through the truth. The truth is going to make you free.
All right, Greg, let's take a break here. Stick with me. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you in three.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Greg Stephen Pound, talking about his ongoing ordeal with his children. Short segment here, Greg, and I'm going to open the phone lines again. It's 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment about your own issue with regarding this subject, or if you want to have if you have a question for Greg, give us a call. All right, Greg, back to where we were. This is literally unbelievable, and I want to touch base on the subject here of the mind-numbed, dumbed-down public. And you had mentioned even your church. You go into your church and you try to tell them about it, and what kind of an attitude do you get from them, Greg?
Well, the church I go to is a home fellowship. I'm talking about the Southern Baptist churches, the Nazarene churches. I mean, I've gone to all the churches, I've called them, and they're under the influence that the state, the government, they're doing what's right. I mean, this videotape, I've asked him, I begged him, I said, will you please just watch? I bring it to him in CD form, I had the disc form, I said, please, just watch this and look what's happening to our families in Pinellas County. Listen to these people, listen to what they're saying. I mean, and just one right after another, and they don't want to hear it.
Well, let me tell you why they don't want to hear it. Because they are under what is called a 501c3, which I'm sure you're aware of,
right.
And they're not allowed to participate because the government has them locked down. The only type of the only church that may intercede is one that is not a 501c3 because they're forbidden to enter into it for fear of losing their tax exempt status on taking donations. Now, I mean, and again, I want to point out to the listeners here, here's a gentleman who His family is a loving family. He doesn't smoke, drink. He doesn't gamble. He's living apart from his wife, of whom he loves. He has a son that is, a year and 3 months old now? Is that right?
Right.
Okay, that he cannot see because of these dastardly people that are, you know, for the sake of money, for
right.
funding, are doing everything they can do to break up families all over this country. This is not the American way. This is not what our founding fathers wished for us. This is not what we pledge allegiance to when we saluted the flag, when we went to school, to the republic for which it stands. This is a fascist state, and something has to be done about this. This must be exposed. And Greg, I want to tell you, you know, these videos, the clips that you have, you know, if you want to copy them and send them up to me, I would be happy to watch them for you.
All right, that'll work. They're powerful. You know, and a part of that, the issue you're talking about, the contract, you know, in the contract, they had a parenting class that they wanted us to, in this contract, the judge ordered us to put us in the contract anyways, but yet we didn't sign it. So me and my wife still done everything they told us to do, but we still haven't received our kids back. One was our kids were, my wife had to get a job. My wife was pregnant, and she had to work. She worked 5 days. She was a dental assistant. She had an AA in early education for children. She was working towards a teaching degree. But the whole situation comes down to this: we still done what the court told us to do, but they ordered us into it because we refused to sign a case plan. And one of the classes they put, the parenting class, they told us that we have to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, and gay, and bisexual at the age of 5 and 6 years old.
This is one of the parenting classes that they said that you had to go into.
Right, Planned Parenthood. Now, it's amazing. They put us into a Planned Parenthood class where we have to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual. They told us that we have to teach our kids how to touch their sexual organs for pleasure and demonstrate it to the case manager. So I said, okay. I said, how am I supposed to demonstrate to this case manager that I'm teaching my kids how to touch their sexual organs for pleasure? I said, how do you do that? I was going to walk in the other room and see if I can get that case plan, and maybe I can just read it to you. And you could hear exactly what they want us to teach our little children.
Let me stop you here. Okay, this is a case plan that they've put forth to you, a written plan that is an instructional manual, if you will, for you to teach your children how to do certain things. It's not them teaching it. They're telling you to do it, correct?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Well, but we have to demonstrate that we're teaching this to them, to the case manager.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's hold up just a minute. We've got a call here. You want to take a call?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on with Michael and Greg.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I got a question, and I was wondering if you guys would be able to answer it.
We'll try.
Yeah, and it's more like a question. It's kind of like a Socrates kind of question. You know, Socrates, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with him. His way of teaching people was not to try to tell them, but ask questions, and hopefully they will be able to use logic and come up with the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I listen to a lot of stuff on these radio shows, and two things come to mind. The Crusades, the Knights Templars against the Muslims and Islam, this has been something that has been going on from the very beginning, and we keep on facing throughout history the same crusades over the same area. And what I would like to say is there's a lot of people that think that it's the Jews, and if it's the Jews, there have been many people throughout history that keep on pointing the fingers at the Jews, and the Jews seem to be a very small minority of individuals, less so than a lot of other races, but yet the Jews are always the ones that so-called are the ones behind everything. And I got to say, the evidence is overwhelmingly convincing and very leading. But at the end of the day, what we have to keep in mind is the Crusades that are happening all over and continue to happen. It's kind of like history. You hear about history repeating itself. It is not the Jews, and the Jews are even convinced that themselves that it is the Jews.
Well, during this whole program, we have to take a break, and I'll hold you over. But during this whole program, neither Greg nor I have mentioned any religion. Okay, but let's hold it there. Let's take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Paul and Greg. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Greg Stephen Pound, and his ongoing ordeal with losing his children. And I have Paul in Delaware online. Paul, I have a question for you. My guest and I have been discussing this for the last hour and a half.
Yes.
And that not one point in time have either of us ever mentioned the word Jew. So how does that tie in with the subject matter, sir?
And I'll give you an example. He's having problems with losing his children.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people listening are sitting there saying it's these Zionist-controlled network that has taken... And the reason why I bring it up is a lot of these listeners, they really are convinced that Jews are behind... Well, some of them think
Sir,
it's Catholics.
Paul, I'm going to stop you right there and tell you, this program today is not on the subject of the Jews. And you're making presumptions that there's listeners out there that are saying it's the Jews. You don't know that. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. But that's not the subject content of my show, sir. So I'm going to move on here.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
If his name is Paul?
His name is Paul, yes.
Paul, listen, I have on my tape recorder, I wanted to play it. The public defender that I have is Judy Goldsman. Judy Goldsman is a Jewish attorney. She's a lady. And she said, and I wanted my listeners to hear, she said they came in like the Gestapo and took our kids from us. And she knows what's going on, and she just dismissed herself this past 2 weeks because she didn't want to have nothing to do with this, what they were doing to me and my wife. And the court wanted her to stay in it. She said no. She said, because when this finally hits the fan, my neck's not going to be hung with the rest of you guys when it finally comes out what you're trying to do to this man and his family and what you've done to his kids for the past 2.5 years. And so, all I got to say is that, like, Judy's been, if you were to hear what she's got to say about what's happening here in Pinellas County and to these kids, I mean, that's why she stepped out, because she wasn't going to be having anything to do with it.
And I give her kudos for that.
Yeah.
Okay? And she does that just on the very issue that Paul mentioned. But the fact that I'm trying to convey here is this subject matter that
right.
we're speaking of today has nothing to do with Jews or Jesuits or black or white or red or yellow. It makes no
right.
difference, okay? And when I get a caller that calls in that continuously is trying to tie in some religious thing with this tragic event that's happening to this gentleman here in Florida, I take offense to that, because that's not what this is about. And I want to make this clear one more time to all my listeners out there, okay? And that is that I don't care whether you're Jewish, Hindu,
right.
Muslim. It makes no difference to me.
Right.
Black, white, red, or yellow. I'm about a constitutional republic and getting it back.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
All right. So anyway, let's go. Let's continue. I'm sorry, Greg, but that just raises my ire, because I try not even to talk about the subject. Okay.
Right.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I found the paperwork. This comes from the parenting class of the Southwest Central Florida and Company. Now, listen, listen to what we got to teach our kids at 6 years old.
All right, now, wait a minute now. All right, now, this comes from the parenting class.
This comes from the parenting class.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it says that all people, including our parents and grandparents, live through a life cycle that has a beginning and an end and includes sexuality at all ages. That people experience sexual pleasure in a number of ways. That everyone has sexual thoughts and fantasies, and that having them is normal. That there are different types of caring homes, backgrounds, and that no single type is the only possible one. About non-stereotype gender roles. The basic facts about AIDS. That sexual identity includes sexual orientation, lesbian, gay, straight, and bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what we're supposed to teach our kids at 6. My daughter was 6 years old. Now, this is what we're supposed to teach the other kids at 5. Touching their sexual organs for pleasure is normal. People's body are different shapes, sizes, and colors. A woman doesn't have to have a baby unless she wants to. Use all correct terms for sexual body parts, including the reproductive organs. Now, this is at 5 years old.
Now, tell me, on this particular document that you're reading, is there any agency, you know, depicted at
Planned
the top?
Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood. Okay.
Planned Parenthood, they receive $85 million in Florida through this federal grant money. $85 million goes to Planned Parenthood in 85.
Well, tell me this. This is a document that they're telling you what you need to teach your children. And what are they doing? Because they're forcing you to do this. Are they telling you that they're going to test your child to find out if you proceeded with these instructions or
well,
what?
We're just the kind of people, me and my wife says, we're not teaching this to our kids. We're not going to go along with them and pretend like we're going to go along with this class and play dummy. We said, no, you got this all wrong here. And they said, well, then you're not cooperating with us. You're not getting your kids back because you're not cooperating. I said, we're not going to cooperate with you. You're not going to take our kids and then tell us. And now they've had our kids for 2.5 years. My wife's been hiding like a rat in her own country with our little baby boy Moses. We named him Moses after Moses in the Bible because we have to hide him. And it's just totally nuts. And I just don't understand. The conclusion that I came with is the American men in America, once again, we need to go from county to county throughout the whole United States, and we need to get together and hold our county's officials in some kind of accountability. When something like this happens, the men in the whole county get together, they go before the courthouse, it doesn't matter what race you are, whatever, but when they go in and they overstep their bounds and they violate our rights and they come in, these aren't privileges I'm talking about. We have a right to kids. These children, we've never abused our kids. We wouldn't abuse anybody's kids. Me and my wife, we love our children. We love one another. And these people have abused our kids. I mean, the abuse that they've done to our kids is totally unconceivable. I mean, when the story fully comes out and people see what they've done to our little children, I mean, the documentation that we have, we've documented our kids have been to the, I mean, can you imagine our little kids going to the doctors over 100 times? This is called laundering. This is called this is called what is it when they medical fraud, they call it all the money they're getting from the state.
Right, it goes to all levels. I mean, I had a situation with my mother who was a geriatric patient. She passed away of Alzheimer's, bless her soul. And they do the same thing to the geriatric patients in a nursing home. They will put them on medication. And when you try to intercede as a trustee or, you know, a power of attorney over her or guardianship, in this case of which I was, they have another similar agency, that not Child Protective Services, but it's for the geriatric patients.
Right.
And if you try to intercede and question why they're giving the specific medication, and in this case,
right,
it was to supposedly to make an Alzheimer's patient, which was in the latter days of her life, more lucid and more able to, you know, acclimate herself with her surroundings and know more of what's going on. That's the last thing that I would want my mother to know when you're going through Alzheimer's disease, is to know where you're at and to know, you know, and to you know, have the horrendous realization that you're in a place that, I mean, ignorance is bliss, and the Alzheimer's disease, the latter part of the time, the Alzheimer's patient is in bliss. They know nothing, they see nothing, they could care less about the rest of the world. They were putting her on medication to try to bring her out of that just enough, okay, where they could bilk her out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, okay, for no real reason. Because,
right.
And when you try to intercede on that, then they turn around and come after you.
Well, you know, Michael, I wanted to say, if you've got attorneys out there listening, and they want, if they're in Florida and they want to hit it, and they want to hit the jackpot, this is a jackpot case. I mean, the documentation that we have, I mean, I have these people on videotape line. I've got, I mean, it's like when you see what they have done to my wife, what they've done to our kids, it's just unbelievable. When my wife went to one of the visits, it's like, it's totally, I mean, my wife went to one of the visits, and she wasn't going to leave her kids. I mean, it's just, I mean, these people, what they have done, I mean, it's just, I mean, the stuff that they have done to us, filing false police reports. I mean, this whole thing from the beginning to the end, we believe God has put it together for one purpose, to either shut this system down or expose what they're doing somehow to get to wake the American people up to see if they can do this to children. If they can abuse these little children, and the American people are so out of touch with what's really happening with the authorities and those that are supposed to be governing us, they're not governing us, they're oppressing us. They're using us. They're using and abusing people. And, I mean, these little kids, when you see that 90% of these kids are used for sex, when you go and watch the De La Cruz case in the St. Pete Times and you read how many times these little kids have been molested, you watch the video, our videotape, freeourkids.com, and you look what they did to that little boy, 9 years old, how they handcuffed him to a bed, put him in a drug house. He told his case manager for 3 years, told them that he was going out breaking in the houses. He's got a police record now for breaking in houses because they took him from his mother. The father died of cancer. She had 7 kids. They took 4 of her kids, left her with 3, and they put her son at 9 years old in a drug house. And, I mean, when you watch this, it's just unbelievable.
Okay, listen, we got another caller, okay? Let's go to Georgia in Florida. Georgia, you're on with Michael and Greg.
Yeah, me and Greg been talking for a few days. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how you doing, Greg? How's it going?
Good, good.
Yeah, I even talked to Greg because I ran into a Pinellas County detective at a 7-Eleven. I was going up in between the Dunedin and Clearwater area at a 7-Eleven, and I asked him about the abuse cases in foster homes. And this detective has told me the Sheriff's Department and DCF blocks them from investigating these kids because there is a few detectives that want to get to the bottom of this, but they're being cut off at every turn to try to find out what's going on. They know once names are named that something major will rock the county.
You know, at this particular juncture, and I deal with a number of people. I've had several people on my show that are, you know, investigating corruption. I have one gentleman that is investigating this same type of thing in the courts up in Illinois, and the corruption is so deep,
yep.
It runs so deep, and the core of the issue is obviously money. But
right.
In order to get these people that are in these positions, these people that are doing this, they must have taken some kind of a psychological evaluation and been determined by, you know, somebody that these people are, you know, they're capable. They have some kind of a psychological disorder. They're a psychopath. They are a pervert. They are something that is not normal, because a normal person in this position would not do this. They would resign.
Right.
And so the corruption, you know, it's at all levels. It's very deep. It's very widespread throughout this country. And I had a lady on, Laura Knight Jadzik, I had on last week, as she was talking about psychopaths. And there's a small percentage of people in this country, I think she said about 3 to 5%, that were psychopathic. Mm-hmm. And I think it's these type of people that they test, they psychologically evaluate, and they put into these positions.
It must be. Mm-hmm. Because nobody in their right mind, I just don't understand it. I mean, to watch what they have done, and we have documented it, and what we need right now is we need an attorney, one who can, I mean, either way, this is going to come out. This is our third judge. I got a new judge yesterday. I mean, they were planning. I mean, it's amazing how the Lord has worked this thing out. I mean, they have used fear trying to convince me. They've convinced me you're not. This is going to be it. This and that. And they tried. It was supposed to end in 1 year. 1 year. Now I'm 2.5 going on 3 years. They set the next court date for September. Now, that's the problem. I mean, you're talking from this time here to the next court date in September. I mean, and now we're going to go again. They just keep moving the court date farther and farther and farther. And I'm sitting here. My wife's isolated. We're all separated. My little kids don't. I mean, last visit, I said, Daddy. They said, Daddy, we don't want to go. We don't want to go. I mean, they're telling me, and I don't know what to do. I mean, when they came and took my kids, my wife's looking at me. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I've got all these officers in there with their guns, and I'm sitting there trying to figure out, okay, well, I mean, I know I'm going to lose no matter what I do. They're going to use this against me, so I got to say, okay, how am I supposed to deal with this? I was just thinking how in the Declaration of Independence, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive in these ends, is the right of the people to alter and abolish it. And that's what I'm trying to figure out every day. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how. I mean, that's why I've called your radio station. That's why I call the other stations. I'm trying to cry out to the American people. I'm trying to say to the rest, I mean, they have nothing against me as a father. I wasn't even here. My other three kids weren't here. I want to know why they won't give me my kids as the father. I mean, and they know it was an accident. They know Megan Gallagher lied. They know that this false police report, the Sheriff's Department knows it. I've been elected since then to DJJ, that's Department of Juvenile Justice here in Pinellas County. I'm now one of the advocates for the Juvenile Justice Board. Mm-hmm. I was at a meeting here 2 weeks ago with the whole city council, downtown Clearwater in the courthouse, with Judge Fleming, Bernie McCabe, all these people, Jim Coates, the sheriff for Pinellas County. At that meeting, I went ahead and gave him... what's the guy's name? Jack McLam's newsletter. I gave the judge his newsletter. I gave him his DVDs so he could watch. I mean, I gave those to the sheriff, Jim Coates.
Mm-hmm.
And if our listeners would either call the sheriff's department, that number is 582-6200. And tell Jim Coates, he's the, as Jack McLam says, he is the most powerful man in the county, is the sheriff. And so after reading his stuff, and I've seen that the sheriff can do something. I mean, if he's the most powerful man in this county, he can stop what's going on. And it's the sheriff's officers in this DCF that's under their department. And these people have to somehow, they've become so cold-hearted. You know, when they strip the courts of the Ten Commandments in our public schools, where it says, thou shalt not steal, kill, commit adultery, honor your father and mother, what's wrong with those things being in the court system? And so forth. Now, when they've stripped us of God's law, it says in Matthew 24:12, it says, because lawlessness has increased, most people's love will grow cold. When they took the law of God out of our government, now the love of God and for the truth has grown cold. We have a cold. I mean, it's sad to see that we're destroying ourselves. We don't. When this last week, I was talking to a guy in Philadelphia. He told me that he was a black man. He had three kids. These DF came out and took his kids. He got a hold of Farrakhan. He said Farrakhan came out with a whole group of people. He said he got his kids back that day.
Well, that's what the other caller said that called in.
Exactly. Well, what I'm saying, we need in every county, that's what I'm saying, we need to get united again as fathers, as men. And when they do this again, what we need is we need the men of the county to throw the brakes on everything, say, hey, listen, what you did is criminal. You've lied. You're abusing these people. And you have no give them the kids back, or we're going to have a major problem right here. We're going to have it out. You guys are here to serve us, not us to serve you.
Mm-hmm. George, have you got anything else you want to add?
Well, for the men, I would personally call Bright House Cable and tell them to turn off ESPN. Take that off the cable list because men are too obsessed in Florida with the sports. But anyway, as far as like what Greg was sitting there telling us, like the corruption is so bad. And I told Greg, I said, I pray to God that his wife would go to a county where the sheriff is constitutional, where he does walk upright and is righteous, and that he can go, that she can go in that county and she can see sanctuary, and the sheriff can look at his case and go before the press or go before anybody and say, Pinellas County is wrong, it's criminal, and nobody is coming in the county to take this wife, this woman, and their child.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is definitely criminal. I mean, Greg is being deprived of the closeness of his wife, his other half, his better half, if you will. He's being deprived of watching his young son grow.
And
this is just, this is beyond tragic.
It is.
Yes. I mean, it's literally abominable what's happening here. When you mentioned the attorney and finding an attorney in Florida that will handle it, we're going to have to take a break now. Okay, George, you can stick with us if you want to.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. The final segment will be coming up shortly. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Greg, and we'll be back in three. Stick with us.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. The final segment coming up. We've got about 4 minutes left, Greg.
Okay.
George, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah. I remember a back a few years ago when I took a kid to the emergency room, and I didn't realize, but a sheriff deputy was following me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, but I thought, oh, boy, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to be in trouble, trouble, trouble. And only to find out when I got when the kid got released and I went, and I asked the cop, I said, why are you with us? He said, if I wasn't with you, I said, they would have called DCF. And I knew he knew it was an accident. And he figured if he was there, they're not going to bother.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the emergency room has to call if there's any suspicion of abuse. And right now they pass laws where if you get a traffic ticket, they can take your kids. If you got a broken taillight or you got no insurance or you're...
Well, and as you know, I mean, any logical person thinking down, thinking and analyzing this, you realize that they're looking for anything they can find to take your kids.
Exactly.
Because of the revenue.
Right.
Because of the, yeah. And I'm sure there's some underlying reasons, like there's a little perversion going on, some other issues, yeah.
Right.
Okay, George, listen, I thank you very much for calling in, buddy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Greg... Listen, I wanted to one quick thing. Your wife has you and your wife have been separated for a year and 3 months, and this is an ongoing thing. And she's forced, in order to raise your child, she has to continue to be in hiding because of these Luciferian bastards.
It's unbelievable. It's like a nightmare. It's like a bad dream. And the only thing we can do is ask our prayer. Is the people to please pray. I mean, we need people. I mean, I need, if it wasn't for the Spirit of God, I would have lost my mind. I mean, I'm telling you, if I wasn't, I'm in the Word every day. I abide in the Word to keep my sanity. Because everyone in the Bible who lived godly suffered. And so, I mean, I have to accept this as a form of living out our Christian faith, suffering for what's right. And I just pray for my wife and my kids, and just pray that this will come to some kind of stop, and that somebody would stand up, who would expose what's not only happened to our family, but all the other families in the state of Florida and throughout the United States. But Florida, we believe, is a test tube. We believe that because Jeb Bush was in this position, we believe they start off with one state, and then it mushrooms out to the other states. They've come in with such an oppressive regime of kidnapping kids from parents. I mean, this falsifying of documentation and the stuff they put parents through. And, you know, I wish I could say that, giving you my phone number, there's something I could do. If you want to watch the website, my phone number's on there, freeourkids.com. But I get so many phone calls in a day's time, I can barely deal with what I have to deal with. And so what we really need is people to, once again, to cry out. It says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. And that's what it's going to take. I mean, that's what I do every day. I mean, there's sometimes I just get on my knees and cry. Sometimes I'm driving down the road, and I get so angry inside and so frustrated. All I can do is turn to the Lord and start crying out. That's the only thing I can do.
Oh, I can tell. I knew I could hear it in your voice. I hear it today, but I could hear it yesterday when you called in, Greg.
Yeah.
Is your wife being taken care of wherever she is?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's being taken care of, and I just thank the Lord for the body of Christ and other people who know what's going on in our government and what's coming down on America. Because their goal is to steal our freedoms, to break our backs.
That's their goal. Yeah. Our goal is to expose these people.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Listen, we've got about a minute left. I'm going to let you go. I thank you so much
for coming on.
I want you to send me a copy of those tapes.
I'll do that.
I'll watch them. Okay, got the address here, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that ends another week, folks. And, what a tragic story. I guess I haven't got much to say after that. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. His special guest today is none other than Alan Watt, and you don't want to miss him. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll see you Monday. It's true.